Okay. Pause recording. So I'm back, hopefully with my final recording. The fact that my neighbor brought this up, again, it brings up this whole discussion. And I'm sure a lot of blind people go through this with those who are sighted in society. Again, it goes back to, like I said before, good people mean well. They're kind-hearted, they're caring, but they don't seem to understand that sometimes this is the way it will be. Well, anyway, she prayed over me. And of course, saying, I command you to leave, spirit of blindness, leave in God's name. And again, like I said, I really wanted to tell her, you know, I have to look up the exact scripture, but I remember somebody asking Jesus in the Bible when somebody was crippled or something, well, did his parents sin? Did his parents do things wrong to make him this way? And, you know, Jesus says, no, that this is done for God's glory. And this was done for a reason, and God had a plan for it. Well, she came and not only prayed over me, but prayed over my friend and wanted to find out why we weren't cured. And we said, well, you know, this is what God has planned. And she said, no, it's because we didn't have faith. We didn't believe that God could heal us. And it has nothing to do with faith. It has nothing to do with people not believing. Because there are many good Christian, caring, kind people who have many disabilities and illnesses. And if we just sat there, kept believing, I know God's going to heal me. I know God's going to heal me. Because sometimes he doesn't want to heal you. He's going to use you as someone in his ministry or someone that could impact the lives of other people. Sometimes you're not healed for a reason. And this is what I don't understand. This is all going back to the fact that sometimes I feel so profoundly abandoned and alone because you're really surrounded by people that you can't really communicate with. My thing here is really, I don't know if anyone else has experienced that. I'm sure they have. But there really needs to be a stop to all of this. I mean, I didn't realize it bothered my neighbor that much. I mean, it's one thing to have somebody pray over you out of a kind gesture. But it's another thing of somebody to say, you just don't have enough faith. And you don't believe that God can heal you. What if he doesn't want to? And it's really sad because the people that care for you, do they even accept you for who you are? And it's weird because everybody's telling you, you're the one that's going to have to accept how your life is. You're the one that's going to have to accept it. You're the one that's going to have to move on with it. And yet you turn around and you have other people. Again, nothing mean, nothing harmful, but they, of course, want to know what they could do to make it better. They want to know what they could do to make it better. I can understand a one-time thing, but the fact that, first of all, this lady, first of all, said that I had no faith. I mean, that's taking a step too far. And the fact that I decided that I didn't want to go see an ophthalmologist, not because I was setting myself up for failure, that's not what I was doing. I mean, I just didn't think it was really necessary. I have other things in my life, and I'm not sure I want to go through a traumatic surgery just to get a device that's implanted that may not work. And again, I'm not setting myself up for failure. But I really don't understand what people don't understand. I just don't get it. People need to realize that sometimes things are the way they are, and despite whether we want to try and change it or not, sometimes we just have to accept the way things are. And sometimes it makes me question my family and everybody else. Everyone is telling me to accept the way things are to move on, but have they accepted?